Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Buddy Guy's Legends, Chicago's premier blues club, featuring live blues and great Cajun cuisine 7 nights a week. Legends is located at 754 South Wabash in Chicago's South Loop. Schedule information is available at 312-427-0333. Buddy Guy's Legends.
And this is Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. If you're just now joining us, we're in the midst of a special on Harlem. All of the tunes that we're listening to last hour and now this hour have the word Harlem in the title. And sometimes it's just fun to grab a theme like that and see where it takes you. And, I've done this before on a much smaller scale. This time around, I have the Tom Lord discography online. And you can not only look up the title of a tune, anything that would lead off with Harlem, you can also search for keywords. So even if it's buried somewhere in the title, 3 or 4 words away from the beginning, you can also find the tune. So what I've got this week is a much more expansive list of tunes on Harlem than I've ever had before in my life. And it's been a lot of fun to see all the different artists that have made a contribution. The tune, the word Harlem in the title. Let's start things off. This is pretty obvious, this one. It's Ella Fitzgerald along with Duke Ellington and the orchestra, and Drop Me Off in Harlem.
There's no one down in Dixie who can take me away from my hot Harlem. Harlem has those southern skies. They're in my baby's smile. Idolize my baby's eyes and classy uptown style. If Harlem moved to China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. China, I know of nothing finer than to stow away on a plane someday and have them drop me off in Harlem. Here, darling, do give Harlem to China. I know nothing finer than to be in Harlem.
You take one step up, one step down, rock your knees, then you go down. Raise your arms like you're gonna make a punch. That's the dance called the Harlem Hunt. Put your right foot out, then you shout. Slide on back, back to back. Keep right in with a bunch. That's the dance called the Harlem Hunch. Here's a dance that you should know before you cut out on the floor. The Palladium Trianon and the Savoy, they dance it like mad, boy, oh boy. Take one step up, one step down. Turn around, then you go to town. Big spawn, thanks to punch. That's the dance of the Harlem Hunch. Savoy, they dance it like mad, boy, oh boy. You take one step up, one step down. Rock your knees, then you go to town. Raise your arm like you're gonna make punch. That's the dance called the Harlem Hunch.
Food, yeah, come on, let's truck on down. Food, yeah, come on, we're Harlem bound. Oh, babe, you know that rhythm's king, so food, yeah, come on, we'll Harlem swing. Food, yeah, come on, we'll lean it too. Food, yeah, it's quite the thing to do. Oh, babe, you know that rhythm's king, so food, yeah, come on, we'll Harlem swing. First, we'll try Dickie Wells and mingle with the Harlem swells. But you know we'll wind up at the Savoy doing the real McCoy.
Or with the Harvalloy.
Good, yeah, come on, we'll shim sham too. Good, yeah, and let the band jam too. Oh, babe, you know that rhythm's king, so we'll do that Harlem swing. Beginning to get me down. They make a hubbub in clubs down in the 50s. Let's be uptown nifty.
Rap da de a da doo da da doo de. Rap da de a da doo da da doo de. Rap da de a da doo da da doo de.
Doo da doo 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 doo. Gaga. First we'll try to keep well and mingle with the Harlem swell. But you know we'll wind up at the Savoy doing the real McCoy.
Oh, with the Harper Lloyd.
Dude, yeah, come on, we'll sing the jam too. Dude, yeah, hit the band jam too. Oh, baby, you know the rhythm is cute, so we'll do that Harlem swing.
Da 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 da. Harlem swing.
There was a Hepcat in Uncle Sam's army, and they shipped him to England back in 1943. And when he got there, he said, "What you know, Joe?" There was no echo, bingo. They didn't dig his lingo. All he heard was pip, pip, fish and chip, stiff lip. To him it sounded blank. They said cheerio instead of daddy-o to that Harlem Yank. All he heard was fa-la-ra, ra-tha, and blah-blah. He tried, but his diction was rank. The Rillies and the Rothers became boresome bothers to that Harlem Yank. One day he went to Berkeley Square. They call it square, 'cause it ain't nowhere. The G.I.s thought he was simple and skittish when he bought Oxford shoes and thought he was British. Now he's saying boot, boot, solitude, and all root. And the British have him to thank. Oh, long live the king, since he learned how to swing from that Harlem Yank. He went to Parliament, and he had the House of Commons sent. But the House of Lords were afraid to give in until Churchill stepped up and gave him some skin. Now they're saying mop, mop, rebop, old top. And I'm telling you, to be frank, that the good Queen Mother jitterbugs with none other than that Harlem Yank. Harlem Yank!
Mm-hmm.
There's Sir Charles Thompson rounding out our set. That's the opening set here of our Harlem special during this hour. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Ella Fitzgerald along with Duke Ellington in the orchestra from June of 1957, a tune that Duke wrote, Drop Me Off in Harlem. Then we listened to Slim Gaylord from September 1945, and he's trying to start a new dance called the Harlem Hunch. This is one of the few instances I can remember throughout his recording career when Slim Gaylord actually was surrounded by genuine musicians. I mean, he just seemed like such a wannabe when it came to playing instruments that generally he was surrounded by wannabes, not guys that were bona fide jazz men. In this case, different. Carl George and Howard McGee on trumpets, Vic Dickinson on the trombone, Teddy Edwards on alto, Lucky Thompson, Wild Bill Moore on the tenors, Fletcher Smith on piano, Slim on guitar, and Bam Brown on bass, Leo Watson on drums. But the front line, those horns, made it all official. Again, the Harlem Hunch from September 1945, Slim Gaylord. After that, we listened to the King Cole Trio. These are really early recordings by the King Cole Trio, transcriptions, I believe, from January of 1939. We heard a piece by them called The Harlem Swing, and the vocals were done by a woman by the name of Bonnie Lake. Must have been somebody's girlfriend, because she couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, I don't think. After that, we listened to Timmy Rogers and a Harlem Yank, recorded for the Majestic label, August of 1946. Bud Johnson there on the tenor. And that brought us around to Sir Charles Thompson and the Harlem Jump. You know, that's one of the things that I really was trying to get around during this couple of hours. There must be something like 80 or 100 different instrumentals with the word Harlem in the title. And anybody can do any kind of tune and call it Harlem whatever. I was just trying to find things that had Harlem in the lyrics, and that made it a little bit more difficult. But this is one of the better of the instrumentals, Harlem Jump by Sir Charles Thompson. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the Old Town School of Folk Music, offering classes in blues, guitar, and harmonica. Classes start March 5th. More information is available at 773-728-6000. That's the Old Town School of Folk Music. And you're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. If you're just now joining us, during this hour of our program, we're listening to tunes that have the word Harlem in the title. And let's listen to Buck and Bubbles. This is from October of 1936.
In Harlem, most of the smart set, when they get their heart set on going low down, they like to disguise it, they don't advertise it at all. And late in the night, when the moon's fading light is about to go down, they steal away where the brown shadows play on the wall. Society sits and dies at the Ritz when they get to feeling right. Always have their breakfast in Harlem. In all the hotels, the swellest of swells are saving their appetite for a little breakfast in Harlem. When the church neighbors to their labors awaken, then high societies mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have their breakfast in Harlem. Church neighbors do their labors awaken. Then high society's mixing rhythm with bacon. The coffee is hot, so is the spot. Nobody says goodnight till they have the breakfast in Harlem. Breakfast in Harlem.
Cotton Club, Connie's Inn, Small Paradise, in Harlem. Yes, indeed. Oh, I'm red hot from Harlem. People just never fret or frown. I'm red hot from Harlem, where nightlife arrives life and dancing is lower than low down. That's where they pour the gin for all the nation, and where they put the sin in single ovation. Where big boys are strutting and lazy and good for nothing, so get hot in red hot Harlem town. Now a parson or a deacon is surely bound to weaken when a pretty girl comes sneaking round. And when they hold the esters, why, they've got to get asbestos to keep the place from burning down. High school cat and suit of satin, they cakewalk uptown Manhattan, shake their fat and this and that and everything. Temperature cannot be higher where the people all perspire. Hot chocolate, what chocolate, you've got to call around. Yes, indeed. Step on it, boys. Step on it. Tell them from Harlem. Now, can't you? Clothes are the loudest and gals are the proudest gals in town. Now Lenox Avenue, right near the Bronx, oh, where they're never blue but black as onyx, where Lulu Bell ladies are hotter than Hades. So get hot, you red hot Harlem.
Come in. We gonna have a party. inviting everybody. Sweet Papa, oh baby, come in. When I was on Broadway, thinking about me, if you got a pen, you can do the same. Sun goes down in Harlem, you can hear those women holler. Sweet Papa, oh baby, come in. Broadway, thinking about me. If you got a fence, you can do the same. When the sun goes down in Harlem, you can hear those women holler. Sweet Papa, oh baby, come in.
Just like the old folks used to do. That cabin is a penthouse up on Edgecombe Avenue, underneath the Harlem moon. They just live on dancing. They never blue or forlorn. And it ain't no sin for them to guzzle down gin. Now that's just why darkies were born. They shout hallelujah every time they feeling low. And every chic is dressed up just like a Georgia gigolo. You may call it madness, but I call it hi-ho. Underneath the Harlem moon. Thank you.
unless you know rhythm, unless you like music, unless you keep dancing, you can't live in Harlem. Unless you know girls who give kisses like girls do and tell lies that sound true, you can't live in Harlem. Life to you may be a good book or the radio, but once you swing in Harlem, you learn things the books don't know. Unless you know rhythm, unless you like dancing, unless you like music, now you can't live in Harlem. Unless you know rhythm, yeah. Unless you like music, yeah. Unless you keep dancing, well, baby, you can't live in Harlem. No. Unless you know girls who give kisses like girls do, yeah. And tell lies that sound true, you can't live in Harlem. No. Oh, life to you may be a good book or the radio, but once you swing in Harlem, you learn things the books don't know. Unless you know rhythm, yeah. Unless you like music, yeah. Unless you keep dancing, you can't live in Harlem.
Hey, there's Noble Sissel. Remember Noble Sissel? He was part of the Noble Sissel, UB Blake team. Noble did the singing and UB Blake played the piano. Well, here's Noble at a much later date, March 1936, leading his own little band. Billy Banks was the vocalist in a thing called You Can't Live in Harlem. I actually bought this. It's an LP. I bought this because it contained the first recorded sides by Lena Horne. She made her first records with Noble Sissel. But every once in a while, it comes in handy, like this one with Billy Banks. You Can't Live in Harlem. It rounds out the set. We started out with Buck and Bubbles and Breakfast in Harlem, recorded in October of 1936. Then we listened to Adelaide Hall and I'm Red Hot from Harlem, October of 1931. We heard the Harlem Hamfats from March of 1939, When the Sun Goes Down in Harlem. We had Fletcher Henderson in the orchestra, featuring Catherine Handy. Now, this is the daughter of the famed W.C. Handy, who was a performer in her own right. Catherine handling the vocals for Underneath the Harlem Moon, December of 1932. And that brought us around to Noble Sissel, with Billy Banks featured on the vocals, and You Can't Live in Harlem. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we're listening to our Harlem special. All of the tunes have the word Harlem in the title. And I guess maybe we should pick up on a couple more of these versions of Harlem Nocturne. The original that I've been able to find, the earliest version, was done by Ray Noble in August of 1940. Now, I don't own a copy of it. I think it'd be interesting. Maybe I should write myself a note and see if I can't locate a copy of the original. But here's one of the best ones that I've heard. This is actually pretty late, 1953. A guy by the name of Herbie Fields recorded for the Parrot label in his rendition of Harlem Nocturne.
Thank you. Deep music fills the night, deep in the heart of Harlem. And though the stars are bright, the darkness is taunting me. Oh, what a sad refrain. A nocturne born in Harlem. That
Yeah, there's Johnny Otis and his orchestra from September of 1945, and the last of the three renditions of Harlem Nocturne. Before that, we had a vocal version, Ernestine Anderson for the Mercury label, 1959, with the arrangement by Ernie Wilkins. And the more I hear him, the more I like him. And we started out with Herbie Fields and a really great rendition on a 78 on the Parrot label, Harlem Nocturne from 1953. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Internet service for Blues Before Sunrise is provided by CoreCom. Information on the vast array of service options offered by CoreCom can be found at www.core.com or at 888-747-4638. That's CoreCom. We keep you connected. Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Cassette House, offering a complete line of recording supplies, including blank audio and video cassettes, DAT tape, recordable CDs, DVDs, and mini discs. More information is available at 1-800-321-5738 or on the internet at www.tape.com.
Back on Blues Before Sunrise, here's somebody else who hopped on the Harlem bandwagon. I don't know that it was her doing directly or if she was just fed material trying to cash in on the Harlem craze. Ethel Waters is the vocalist, and we'll start with this one right here.
Emeralds in my bracelet, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things, and I'm blue, so blue am I. Lots of ready money in seven different banks. I counted up this morning, it was about 1,000,000 francs, and I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parlez-vous will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, but my heart keeps singing, hidey-ho. I've become too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parlez-vous will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but show as you bone, I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. And when I'm bathing in my marble tub each evening after the show, I get to thinking about that cotton club, and my heart starts chirping, hardy-ho, send me. I've been too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that flat with 50,000,000 Frenchmen tagging behind with Harlem on my mind.
more to Harlem than people suspect. They spend an evening or two. You get impressions I'd like to correct. You don't know nothing, I'm telling you. Till you've seen gigolos wash their clothes in a self-respecting nest, humming lullabies instead of hidey-highs. You've seen Harlem at its best when you've seen gals who wail, "Hello, baby, love for sale." Pound the pavement east to west, grabbing what they can to keep a handyman. You've seen Harlem at its best, rolling dice that never win, losing all our rent, or marching in the Elks parade. We would rather run for gin than run for president. We don't need no park when it comes to petting in the dark. When you've seen kids of four crowded round a door, dressed in pappy's coat and vest, dancing with the grace that's glorified our race. You've seen Harlem at its best. And when you've seen them couples dance like they in a trance, with that most primitive set, rocking on the beat with everything but feet, you've seen Harlem at its best. Southern darkies plant the corn till every acre's filled, but things are different right uptown, so different. Harlem darkies only plant that corn that's been distilled. You get what I mean? Now wait until you've seen a real native Sally Rand, fan in hand, with nothing but a coal upon her chest. Then when waters croon those slightly earthy tunes, you've had your money's worth and seen Harlem at its best.
Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headache. I've got old man Harlem in my bones. Always finds me dancing when the day breaks. But that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and keeps you skimping. Makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headache. But that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. Sunday headaches. I've got Harlem in my bones. Finds me dancing dancing when the day breaks. But old Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and keeps you skimping. Makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headaches. But that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on.
At the Waters and Old Man Harlem from August of 1939. By that time, she was recording for the Bluebird label. Before that, you've seen Harlem at its best, March of 1934, and we started the set with Harlem on My Mind, October of 1933. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Buddy Guy's Legends, Chicago's premier blues club, featuring live blues and great Cajun cuisine 7 nights a week. Legends is located at 754 South Wabash in Chicago's South Loop. Schedule information is available at 312-427-0333. Buddy Guy's Legends.
And we're back on Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. I'd like to say hi to the folks listening on KHSU in Arcato, California. Thank you for listening to the program. Hope you tune in on a regular basis and hope you'll tell your friends about the program. Also, hope you enjoyed our Harlem special. That took us some interesting places, I think. And we'll see what else we can come up with. In the meantime, we've got time for one more record. There are about a million instrumentals. Let's pick this one by tenor man Joe Thomas. And this is a piece that he calls the Harlem Hop. By the way, it dates from March of 1950.